Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. government recently featured 20 cases of women being unjustly detained for their beliefs or for their defense of the rights of others in a month-long campaign known as Hashtag Free the 20. Day 18 of the campaign was dedicated to the 80,000 to 120,000 North Koreans, including women and children, who are incarcerated in North Korean political prison camps, facing starvation, forced labor, executions, and torture. In the brutal North Korean prison camp system, women are subjected to rape, sexual violence, and forced abortion. In the past, defectors have described political offenses that could result in imprisonment as including burning old currency or criticizing the government's currency revaluation, sitting on newspapers bearing Kim Il-sung's or Kim Jong-il's picture, mentioning Kim Il-sung's limited formal education, or defacing photographs of the Kims. The accounts of political prisoners who have managed to escape North Korea are particularly chilling. Kim Young-soon, a former inmate of Prison Camp 15, said she and other prisoners were so famished they picked kernels of corn from the dung of cattle to eat. She said, "If there was a day that we were able to have mouse, that was a special diet for us. We had to eat everything alive, every type of meat we could find, everything that flew, that crawled on the ground, any grass that grew in the field." At the close of the Hashtag Free the 20 campaign, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power said, "We have been saying to the governments holding these prisoners and others like them, if you want to empower women, don't imprison them on the basis of their views or beliefs. And to the women and their families, we have been saying, we have not forgotten you. We will continue to fight for your release and that of others like you."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.